Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
But the Lord turned it. It does not matter what the enemy is planning for you. The Lord will turn it. Amen. Carry your Bible with me as I speak this word into your life this morning before we pray. The Lord told me to speak words into your life. Deuteronomy 23 verse 5. Nevertheless, I'll be showing you several places in the Bible where God turned it. Nevertheless, the Lord thy God will not hearken unto Balaam. Oh God, if you can remember the word of God, the Lord will not listen to your enemies. But the Lord your God turned the curse. You see, God turned the curse into a blessing for you. Because the Lord your God loves you. Will you please really let me hear your word? You want to go loud and clear. Go now. Our God, this God, is a turner. He has several names, but one of his names that I love so much is this particular one. He can turn things from whatever you think it is, from whatever enemy has said, to what he has proposed. Our God specializes in turning things positively. Relax, whatever you are doing and wherever you are, this is not the end of your life. God knows how he's going to turn that situation to better you, to better your life, to change your life, to change your story, to change your status. The Bible said here that God turned the curse to blessing. Deuteronomy 23:5, I want to pray for you from there. Whoever is here on the sound of my voice, and mark my words, anybody, and anybody has cursed you, today Jehovah turned the curse to blessing in the name of Jesus. At least if you don't believe me, you believe the Bible. But the Lord turned, He said, but the Lord turned it. Wherever you are here, wherever you are, on any of the platform listening to me, I laugh when people curse other people unjustly. Any curse upon your life, this morning, Jehovah is turning it to blessing for you in the name of Jesus. Bible said, but the Lord will not listen to Balaam. So I pray for you. Whoever opened their dirty mouth to curse you, the Lord will not listen to them. Look at what I'm showing you. In the school, so many things are cursed our children. The Lord will not listen to them. In the office, so many people curse our children. The Lord will not listen to them. In the neighborhood, so many people curse us. The Lord will not listen to them. Do you believe the word of God? Nevertheless, the Lord thy God will not hearken. That means will not listen. From today, in the coming of darkness, where they are talking about you, the Lord will not listen to them. Be looking at me. I say, from today, let them carry your case to the water to discuss anything and to pass judgment. The Lord will not listen to them. Forever, O Lord, that word is settled. Let them carry your case to the water. The Lord will not listen to them. I am still praying for you. Let them carry your case into the heavenlies. The Lord will not listen to them. Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forever. Wherever they have gathered together in twos, in three, divisively or indivisibly, the Lord will not listen to them. I'll never come out. Let them naked to curse you. The Lord will not listen to them. Let them use their menses, to curse you. The Lord will not listen to them. Let them say, except not be me born you, not be breastfeed you. The Lord will not listen to them. No matter the authority they think they have today, the Lord will not listen to them. Somebody say, oh Lord, turn it for me. Say, Father, I believe your word. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled. Say, the Lord will not listen to them. Shout a dangerous amen. Sit down, but don't go down in life. The Lord will not listen to them. I can't even count how many that have cost me in life. They are wasting time. They are wasting time. But the Lord turned it. God can turn any bad situation to good. Carry your Bible again. Genesis chapter 50 verse 20. But the Lord turned it. You plotted evil against me. Who are the people plotting evil against you? Look at it again. Look at it again. Look at it again. But God turned it into good. Heaven and earth adore you. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. We serve a big God. Let them stay anywhere and plot. I'm sorry for people when they begin to plan against somebody else. Look at the Bible. They are siblings. You plotted it. Plotting is not one time. They have been doing it. They will look at them and say, look at him, look at him. You plotted evil against me. Stretch your hand to that place. Let me pray for you. Who are the people plotting evil against you? Do I see our people here that believe in the word of God? According to the word of God, the Bible says they plot evil against him, but the Lord turn it. Whoever has planned evil against you, the Lord will turn it against them. Wherever they have planned evil against you, the Lord will turn it over them. Oh my God. No matter the authority the thing they have over you, as they are plotting it, the Lord will turn it again against them. If you are the one, I pray for shall seven amen and pack your blessing. Come on. Sit down, but don't go down. So any evil plot against you, whatever they are planning against your life, Jehovah is turning it to good for you. Carry your Bible. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. But the Lord turned it. But the Lord turned it. Always remember, all things work together for good. To them that love God and walk according to his purpose. Don't be afraid when they gather themselves to do their bullshit. I have woken up at midnight and heard people cursing me. I heard it when they were cursing me. They are the people I should rest my head on. They are the people I should rely on. At midnight, I gave them money. I gave them everything. But you know what? I saw their end. Can I pray for you? No matter who they are, let them wake up 12, 1, 2, 3. They just wasted their vigil. Whatever they have discussed and said, they came to meet you in your dream. The Lord will turn it against them. I have heard my teacher saying, we will fail him. Yes, I've heard my teacher say, we will fail him. And God made her to trek in Maryland. And I saw her because she had a very big backside. I knew. So I said, hello, baby. Are you going to that side? He said, yeah, yes, darling. When he entered, I now mention her name. He said, how are you? My mathematics teacher taught at buffet. When we went to bury Arnold, he was there in that house. He came to greet me. And he was kneeling down. I said, don't kneel down for me. You don't remember me again. I was the boy, he said, you fail. The Lord will turn it. The way you are saying, hey man, you are afraid. Are you afraid? I said, the Lord will turn it. When my boy was coming, they sent my pastor to tell me that both wife and son will die. The Lord turn it. Are you here? They have said prophecy against your life that is contrary. I am telling you, sir, God will not listen to them in the name of Jesus. Don't forget, as the first one I showed you, that and the Lord will not hearken to them. Lift up your voice. Say, the Lord will not listen to my enemies. Say it again. Let me hear you loud and clear. Don't be afraid. Say, let me hear you loud and clear. Shout a dangerous amen. Once they decide to be the enemy, the Lord will not listen to them. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. Are you here? You're in the dark. So much darkness in your life. You don't even understand your life again. In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. Verse 2. And the earth was without form. Is your life without form? And void and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Is that the description of your life? And the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the water. Yes, you carry the Spirit of God, but it seems things are bad for you. Then it's God's turn now to do work. And the Bible says, God said, let there be light. The Lord that can turn darkness to light. I am speaking to you, connect to that Bible passage. Any form of darkness in your life, financial darkness, spiritual darkness, marital darkness, health darkness, the Lord will turn it for you in the name of Jesus. I'm not hearing you. I said the Lord will turn it for you in the name of Jesus. Every area of your life that there's so much darkness, let there be light in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, oh Lord, turn it for me. Say it again. Say, my Father, turn it for me. Shout a dangerous amen. Isaiah 61 verse 3. Not the joke with the world, though. Isaiah 61 verse 3. Not the joke with God's word, though. Not the joke with God's word, though. Are you here today? You have been crying and mourning. I want to show you how God can turn ashes to beauty. The garment of mourning to the garment of praise. Come and see. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. I've been crying. Most people cry in their houses. They cry in the bathroom. To give unto them beauty for ashes. You have been having ashes before. But Lord said, I'm going to beautify your life. The oil of joy for mourning. You will no longer mourn again. When somebody is mourning, he doesn't bath. He doesn't want to cream himself. Say, oil of joy for money. The garment of praise for the spirit of evidence. You have been heavy. You are just sighing and sighing. You are tired of everything. He says, give a garment of praise for the spirit of evidence. That they might be called the trees of righteousness. The planting of the Lord, not of man. That he might be glorified. Stretch your hands on that Bible passage. Let me summon your prayer. Are you still here? Are you still here? The point of pain in your life, the Lord will turn it to the same point of prosperity in the name of Jesus. Your amen is 20%. Why? The point of tears in your life, the Lord will turn it to testimony in the name of Jesus. The point of shame in your life, the Lord will turn it to celebration and congratulations in the name of Jesus. The point of regret in your life and heaviness, the Lord will turn it to praise for you in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and say, oh Lord, turn it for me. Shout a big amen. Let me hear you now. Sit down, but no go down. Now, whatever situation you are going through, you should know today that God is a game changer. God is a story changer. You must always remember that. Stop thinking that, man, that is how God has done it. And that's No. Remember, it's just a passage. You're just a passage. You are passing through. It's from one level to the other. You are going to a better level. Job 42 verse 10. Let me show you again. From the scripture I'm showing now, even if I'm stopping now, with the one I'm going to show you again now, you should see that God is a turner. And I'll establish and show you that God will not listen to them. Please, if you are here, stop thinking you are so spiritual you can destroy anybody's life. Stop thinking that it's only you God listen to. Stop thinking that you have the monopoly of God. And it's what you say to somebody about somebody that has come to pass. Star, you are not God. And God will not consult you before he blesses or change the life of anybody. And God, especially if the person has not offended you and you just stand and stand on authority, forget about authority, you are standing on sand. I am teaching you now that God is not only for you. God will not consult my enemies before he changed my life. Are you listening to me now? You might not like my face. That doesn't stop the plan of God for my life. You might not like his face. That does not change There are some people, they just hit a particular time. That does not change God's plan for that child. You are not God. You came to this world for an assignment. That child, you came for an assignment. I want to pray for you in anger. Anybody that wants to terminate you shall be terminated. So, no matter what you are going through, please sit down. It's challenging, it's tough. Come and see again. Job 42 verse 7. Have you been seeing, I've established like 4 or 5 now, how God is turning. How God is turning. And the Lord turned the captivity. Oh my God. What a wonderful God we have. To turn something to me, to change the position, to change the level, to change the story. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job. When he prayed for his friends, he was bitter before because he was going to pray. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Will you please stretch your hand to that Bible passage? Let me summon you some prayers. According to Job 42 verse 10, the Lord that turned the captivity of Job will turn your captivity. Because your amen is not very good, I will pray another one for you. The Lord that changed the story, situation, level of Job will change your story level in the name of Jesus. See now, let me show you something now. See, Job has lost everything, Lost his wife, the wife left, his children gone, all properties gone, even his health gone, everything was gone. But Job kept saying, I know my Redeemer liveth. He was first saying, pity me before, but later I changed it that no, I know my Redeemer liveth. And because he stood on his word, God was even proud of him that this guy said, he will not deny me. Whatever situation you are going through, I want you to trust God that God will turn it. Please, please, I'm begging you. Remember this word that God will do what? You might be trekking today, God will turn it. Benny, all the places you have trekked to, you will carry big cars there. Are you listening to me now? You can imagine my age now, or selling a particular man. As at the time he was talking to me, I was 30. And that time he was talking to me, he was 50. So he said, sir, that he has done more than 15 jobs and he has nothing to show. And the Lord said, I love you. That's the first thing God said. And the Lord said again, I'm coming. Oh God. And the Lord said, I'm coming. Keep serving me. He said, is that all? Said, that's all. He said, okay, let me check my purpose. And we prayed, continue to do this one. Don't do this one again. I want to tell you, according to God's word, and the final word, that as you are aging, your life will be getting better. Oh, you say amen for it? Okay, as you are aging, the life will get better. Amen. And that you will not, the Lord said you will not see sorrow. Amen. That your life is going to be just that your tearful days are over. Amen. And he said, let me ask God, are you sure? Oh my God. That Baba is 70 something now. Because I am 22 years older than that time. And he said, sir, there is nothing as sweet as God. Can I pray for you? The Lord will make your end to be better than your beginning in the name of Jesus. I want to beg you, stop thinking that your case is finished. God is a God of different glory. God is a God of different level. This level you are is not the end of your life. No matter how comfortable you think it is or how bad it is, God is still taking you forward. I read for you the end of Job. That's just verse 10. Let's go to verse 12. Everything was restored back. After everything was returned back, God turned it for him. God will turn it for you. Amen. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yokes, oxen, and 1,000 she asses. So I pray for you from this verse, Job 42, verse 12, that the Lord will bless your latter hand in the name of Jesus. You will not use the end time of your life to cry in the name of Jesus. Be looking at me, don't worry. You will not use the end time of your life to bury children in the name of Jesus. You will not use the latter end of your life to see shame in the name of Jesus. You will not use the latter end of your life to go to prison in the name of Jesus. You will not use the latter end of your life on sick bed in the name of Jesus. You will not use the latter end of your life in pain and poverty in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, shout to the amen and pack your blessings. Somebody say, oh Lord, turn it for me. Turn it. You might be giving somebody money now. Thank God for your life. When God turn it, tomorrow he will come and tell you, I want to bless you. Say, eh? Really? You might be dropping somebody now. Tomorrow will tell you, now let me drop you. Because God is awesome. God is awesome. No, they think it's over for anybody. Are you still here? The way you are looking at me, no good. Are you still here? You might even be accommodating the person now. No, they think it's over for that person. Tomorrow, that person can buy you a house. Now, God will they talk about. We're not talking about man. We have seen the best of men. You have seen the best of people up. But somebody coming down, you don't know where God is taking them to. The Bible says, pick the poor from the dungeon. You know the meaning of dungeon? The gutterless gutter. And he made him to sit where? Among princes. It's a place God is taking you to. Are you ready? You will get there. Let me give you two more and I will go here. Psalm 126, verse 103. Oh Lord, turn it for me. So all this turning, I'm showing you from the Bible now. You are establishing that God is a what? A turner. Okay, read one. Read it. One to go. Read this one now. Go. When the Lord turned the captivity of Emi Akiola. So you go turn. I've been turning since. We are like them that dream. How? I can't believe it. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, tongue with singing. Then said among the Gentiles, the Lord had done great things for them. This is our testimony. Verse 3, loud and clear, please go. The Lord has done great things for us. May your mouth be filled with laughter in the name of Jesus. According to God's word, may you be glad. Spiritually, may you be glad. Financially, may you be glad. Lift up your voice and say, oh Lord, turn this for me. I see God turn an employee to employer. Ben, I see God turn the person that is sick and he became very, very healed. Because he's a turner. Let me show you one more. Do you remember what happened in the book of Esther chapter 8? There's a particular wonderful guy they call Haman. And Haman had planned that they are going to kill all Jews. Do you remember? Eh? Okay, good. You see, the day he planned to kill all of them was the same day God turned it. The day they plan to kill you will be your day of promotion. Yeah. Look at it. Esther chapter 8, verse 1 to 2. NIV, look at it. I put NIV there. Put NIV there for me. Look at it. Verse 1 to 2. The same day, King Xerxes gave Queen Esther the estate of Haman. All his property. When they will not leave you alone, you are the one that will inherit them. The enemy of the Jews. And Mordecai came into the presence of the king. For Esther told how he was related to her. Verse 2. Come on. Look at it. The king took off his signet ring, which he had reclaimed, he collected it from Haman, and presented it to who? Mordecai. And Esther appointed him over Haman. If they have left them alone, he wouldn't have lost. Your enemies will be a loser at last. Just wake up. It's only this person you are pursuing. Just wake up. One, just hate her. and just saying, I don't like her God. I just hate her algorithm. You hate his algorithm because you are the mathematician. Why? I don't know, but something. Now that thing will kill you if you don't leave the person alone. I don't know. It's just here. I feel it. You feel what? That day, the same gallows, you prepare for Mordecai, was the same place they were, but not only him and the children. Don't they do evil? You don't just be saying amen, amen. You do not do evil. God is not only for you. God is behind the righteous, not behind the person that is doing evil and say, I'm going to church. Church is not a qualification for God to fight for you if you are doing evil. Somebody say, I hear this one. So I want to pray for you from that place now. Esther 8, 1 to 2. No matter how they plan it, no matter how close they are to government, no matter how close they are to big people, their connection will fail them. Whatever they have written to finish you, that same thing they have written will finish them in the name of Jesus. I see they pray for you. If they have decided they are not going to leave you alone, the Lord that turned the table for Mordecai and Esther, he will turn the table against your enemies in the name of Jesus. Saul was a king, but he will not let this boy rest. Whoever will not let you rest, no vest, oh, I want to pray for you. The Lord shall lay them to rest in the name of Jesus. I want to be sure you are here. If you are the one I pray for, shout a big amen and pack your blessings. And finally, are you here? You are in chains. Are you here? Life is tough for you. Are you here? You don't understand your life. Let me show you this one. God can change your bondage to breakthrough. Psalm 107, verse 14. He brought them out of darkness. God will bring you out of darkness. Amen. Family darkness. Amen. Marital darkness. Amen. Financial darkness. Amen. Spiritual darkness. He said, he brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. And he break their bands asunder. Stretch your hand, let me pray for you. Anybody here in bondage? Spiritual, financial, marital, whatever, health bondage. Not in my name, but in the name of Jesus. Let God begin to break your bonds in the name of Jesus. Anybody here in any form of darkness? Spiritual, financial, marital, personal darkness. The Lord bring you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every shadow of death that you are in it, I command your shadow of death to turn to your prepared table in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are the one I am praying for, shall send me an amen and pack your blessings. Come on. Do you believe God? Lift up your hand and say, Father, I believe you. You will turn it for me. Shout a big amen. Amen. When you try your best, but what they want is to just remove you. Thus hear the Lord will remove them for you. Amen. Exodus chapter 14, verse 14. I want us to pray now. Exodus 14, 14. Are you here? You are confronted with different battles from where you don't even understand. And the Lord shall fight for you. Amen. See, did you say amen? I said the Lord shall fight for you. Amen. See, if God is fighting for you, who can fight God? God can do like this and all their breath to cease. God is too much, he's a warrior. And you shall hold your peace. So you have been fighting for yourself before. By the time God is turning now, you will no longer fight. God will begin to fight for you, but they will call you one name. They say you are a witch. You are a sorcerer. They will call you different names, but don't worry. The most important thing is that God is fighting for you. Father, turn it for me. Now, let me show you three ways that God turned tables. Three ways that God turned things. Number one, God can turn any situation around. Any situation. Any situation. And there's no situation, no condition, no, he can turn it. You've got to know that. He can turn it. No matter how bad, he can turn it. He can turn it. He can change it. He can change it. They said HIV is Kogbogun Abi. Good. And this church, God has healed 6 HIV patients. Ben, we have the record, we kept them. Ben. What they said is, listen, God healed them. Because God can change any situation. Do you believe it? I need your answer. Do you believe it? Somebody say, God can change any situation. I didn't hear you here. Say, God can change any situation. Somebody say, I believe him. Oh yeah, shout amen. Very important. That's the first thing you know. Number two, God can turn. And he said, suddenly, he can suddenly turn. Number one, he can change any situation. Number two, he can suddenly turn things around. Suddenly. Joseph was in the prison yesterday, and the next day he was out. Suddenly. That's God. By Samaria, God turned a national calamity to great abundance. You check that one in 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 1 to 2. And the man of God said, by this time tomorrow, Gadi will be sold for so. And one man said, it cannot be. By verse 18, the Bible says, according to God's word, it happened like that. So God can change things suddenly. Don't forget, God can change things, anything. Number two, God can change things suddenly. Number three, God can change things gradually. So I'm telling you now so that you're surprised. God changed your sister's own suddenly and you're surprised about you. Your sister's own might be suddenly and your own might be gradually. God can change any situation. God can change things suddenly. He can change things gradually. You need to remember this. There are some things that will go through process. As God is saying, so you'll be going from one level to another, one level to another, because it's going to be gradual. But some, God will not do gradual if you just do it like that. Are you listening to me now? If you are here, somebody say, I hear you. Let me show you that one in the Bible. Carry your Bible for me. Deuteronomy 7:22. I show you the one. Other one, God can change things suddenly. 2 Kings chapter 7. When the man of God prophesied, he said, by this time, so that suddenly, Joseph suddenly left the prison. The Bible says he was hurriedly shaven and left. Now, this one, God can change this gradually. If your own is gradually and you want to change it suddenly, you are going to become ritualists. You are going to do nonsense. But you know that where you are now is not where you were last year. But you say, I want it now. If your own is gradual, you better... Come and see. Deuteronomy 7:22, look at it. Huh? I can't believe you said that. Read it loud, let me hear you. What? Can't God drive them away? Bam! He can't, have it? But the Bible said, no. He's going to do this particular one. He killed Pharaoh suddenly. See? But this one said, little by little, he will drive out these nations. As you are advancing in life, you will not be able to destroy them all at once. Somebody said, you are seeing it now. God works suddenly and it works how? Gradually. If you did, the number of wild animals will increase and be a threat to you. I don't understand. Maybe God is going to use wild animals to kill your enemies. But I'm telling you now that God can change any situation. God can turn things out suddenly. And he can do the last one how? Gradually. Oh Lord, turn it for me. So if your own is going to be suddenly, that boy was in my house and the Lord said, one of you here, you are going to be drinking Gary when the helper will come into this house. How would they know our house? And you are going to travel out. That's how it be. It's a great man of God now. And unlike others, he still communicates with me. Unlike others, he still communicate with me. Can I still pray for you? God will change your situation suddenly. Amen. Let me face here. He will change your life gradually. depending on what he wants to do, may God give you sense to wait in the name of Jesus. You will not go ahead of God in the name of Jesus. I want a menu. You will not be faster than God in the name of Jesus. As I'm praying for you, so shall it be upon your head in the name of Jesus Christ. So you've got to be patient. Now, when you see the way God is dealing with you, just be patient. God has the power to terminate human suffering. God is a turner, not your friend, not your government. Traveling abroad is not a turner, except God has destined you to be there. And listen to me now. God, who is a turner? Good. Now him. I read for you Psalm 30 verse 5. He can replace sorrow with joy. For his anger lasts only a moment. Did you see that? But his favor lasts a lifetime. God will give you a lifetime favor. Your weeping may endure for a night, but something is coming. What is that thing called? That will be your portion in the name of Jesus. So this morning we declare over this assembly and over the people listening and watching me from any part of the world that God will turn it for you. In his supernatural ability, for with God all things are possible. It will transform your situation. It will change your story. It will change your level. I'm not hearing you. Whatever is difficult for you, the Lord will make it easy for you. It will turn hopelessness to hope for you in the name of Jesus. You will not see shame. I'm not hearing you will not be disgraced. I'm not hearing you. You will not be disgraced. Your latter end will not be full of shame. If you are the one I'm praying for, let me hear your bitter amen. Let me hear your bigger amen. They thought you are going to die a beggar. God will turn it for you. Amen. They thought you are always going to depend on them. God will turn it for them. Amen. They thought you are going to be delayed in life. God will turn it for them. Amen. They thought you are not going to travel. You are not going to do this. God will turn it for them. Amen. They thought you are going to be delayed in life. The Lord will turn it for them. Amen. They thought you are going to remain in tenants forever. The Lord will turn it for them. I will say, who is he that speaketh when the Lord has not declared it? Man, whatever they are saying that is contrary, the Lord will not listen to them. If you are the one I'm praying for, shout a big amen, John. Let me give you three things to do. Number one, you must always trust God. You must always trust God. You must always trust God. No matter how your situation looks like, you must trust who? You must always trust God. Okay, you must always trust God. You must trust God. Oh, it's so bad. Yes, trust God. Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. Life of that's another one. Where we walk with the Lord. In the light of his word, for the glory is shed on us. Where we do his good will, he abides with us today. And to them who will trust me. Madam,
trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy.
Find out what God wants you to do and stay, be aligned. Stay in line. Stay in line. Don't leave where God said you should stay. Don't friend who God did not tell you to friend. Don't do what you want to do your own way. Then you can stand and say, Lord, I have confidence in you. It's very important you know this. Don't say they have said God will turn it. Not in your terms. Not your way. It's in his ways. Not in your terms. It's in his way. Things are not comfortable. Trust God. Things are not coming quickly. Trust God.
come,
he will come and save me. He will come and save
you.
Say to the weary one,
say to the weary,
your God will surely come.
Your God will surely come. He will come and save you.
God has not left you alone. Oh, there is darkness everywhere. Things are bad. What is happening to me? Trust God. Those that wait upon the Lord, they will do what? Renew their strength. Stay and wait. Job said, all the days of my life will I wait until my appointed come. Don't do anything foolish. Don't go into rituals. Don't join stupid associations. Are you listening to me? Don't join stupid association. The price is too much. You can't pay it. It's too expensive. God is coming for you. Wait on him. Bible said, those that wait upon God, he will renew your strength. Bible said, they will fly like eagles. Then they will run and they will not be tired. I am standing on it now to trust God. Oh, trust God. Hey. You are tired, you cannot pray again. You don't even believe any pastor in any word again. No problem. Just trust God. Just trust God. I believe that God has not forgotten you. I believe that God is coming for you. Have you seen how beautiful the birds are? Hunger did not kill them. Hunger will not kill you. Your amen is terrible. Hunger will not kill you. You will not die in captivity. Lord, help me to trust you. Number two, what do I do? I'm still showing you what to do. God is a turner. You remember that? And when you trust him, don't just trust. Believe. Believe him. Believe that he can turn sorrow to joy. Believe he can turn captivity to freedom. I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe.
Yes, Lord, I believe. It is well with me.
Don't only believe. Last one, serve God. Serve God. Serve God now when you are young. As we get older, it becomes very tough. Fasting becomes very tough. When I was in secondary school, all my days in secondary school, I used to fast. Then, all my life in secondary school, I used to fast. From morning till I come back. And the stupid me then, when I want to break, I break with orange. Hold on, lotion, no for me. I break with grape. Acidic. Tartaric acid. But God kept me alive. Lotion, no. Serve God. I compose all my songs on the road trekking. I do prayer work. I'm telling you. Serve God. In what way are you serving God? Are you serving God with your money? Are you serving God with your body? Are you serving God as a partner? What area are you serving God? What can happen now? And you tell Satan that you better get away from here. You can't stay here. Oh, Father, look at this idiot. Oh my God. I believe with this few points of mine today, I've been able to convince you our God is a turner. And he has not forgotten you. He's coming for you. Do you believe? Give God praise. Rise on your feet and let us pray together. Give God praise. Our God is a good God. Father, I thank you for your word. With your word, I cannot fail. Go ahead and thank him now, somebody. Somebody, go ahead and thank him. With your word, with this word, I can't. How can I fail? Thank you for your word. 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 Go ahead and thank him. I need to confess your sin. No other name like the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
No other name.
Thank you, precious Lord.
Like the name of the Lord. No other name like the name of Jesus.
Is worthy.
Is worthy of glory.
Is worthy.
Is worthy of honor.
Is worthy.
Is worthy of power and praise.
Lift up your voice and say after me, every handwriting of losses. Say it again, let me hear. Every handwriting of losses already written on my life and destiny. Holy Ghost, clear them away for me. Maybe they have written that so time you are going to lose this person, or you are going to lose your wife, or you are going to lose your husband, or you are going to beg. Hey, every handwriting of losses, sir. You are not saying every handwriting of losses, sir. Every handwriting of losses, sir. Written over my life and destiny. Holy Ghost, turn it for me. In the name of Jesus Christ. I thought you were going to pray. Oh. Are you praying here? Holy Ghost, turn it for me. Yes, you are the Lord. Are you praying, somebody? Most high.
Yes, you are the Lord.
Every handwriting, pray.
Most
pray,
high.
Pray.
Yes,
pray,
you
pray,
are the Lord. Most
pray,
high.
Pray.
Yes, you are the Lord. Oh.
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus, never pray. And the Lord said, there's somebody there, something is moving on your body. It moves down, it moves even to your head and down. It moves everywhere. Now I decree, whatever is moving around your body, making your life uncomfortable, let them disappear now in the name of Jesus. I say this like this, you think I'm composing it. Now you know, whatever is moving your body right now, because you are in this encounter and under this divine presence, let that thing begin to disappear now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Another person, you have been experiencing very dirty menses, very dirty menses, very messy and smelly menses. And you have been crying that God will change your situation. The Lord will say, I should tell you, I have turned it and you are healed now in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and say after me, every captivity ahead of my life. Every problem ahead of my life. Say it again, every captivity ahead of my years. Every problem and pain ahead of my life. Holy Ghost, turn it around for me. Lift up your voice in the name of Jesus. Are they praying here? Every crisis. Nobody will come to my house and tell me sorry. Every tears ahead. Are they praying here, sir? Every shame ahead. Every regret ahead. Are they praying here? Say, Holy Ghost, turn it for me. I reject it, I cancel them. Are they praying here? Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. That man at the back there, you have collected your glory and shared for your siblings. I pray for you right now, the glory is stole, wherever you are, let the glory be returned back in the name of Jesus. By now, when I'm talking to you and you don't believe me, there's something else wrong. Something is wrong. Anybody here that they have shared what is yours for the siblings, letting of God collect it back and return it back to you in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, turn my sorrow to joy. There is a particular area you are crying. Turn my sorrow to joy, that it will have testimony and return back and give thanks to you. So you are going to begin to mention that area you are sorrowful. Yes, you are thankful for all you have done, but there's a particular area you want God, just this area. Turn my sorrow to joy. Lift up your voice and pray, somebody. Somebody, are you praying? Turn my sorrow to joy. Are they praying here? Are they praying here? Ahead of my destiny. Let me tell you why you must pray against bad news. Let me tell you. The day the thing happened, people will gather, not in your house in Jesus' name, and enemies become friends. They begin to talk in your house. There will be no gathering of nonsense in your house in the name of Jesus. Something happened in front of me like this. This woman, nobody knows, nobody ever her house. The day she died, that evening, they brought a corpse like this in front of the gate. Because everybody was going to their bedroom to go and see her. And the Lord said, did you learn anything there? I want to pray for you. Your house will not become a place of tears in the name of Jesus. Is this how you're going to say amen? I said, your house will not become a house of sorrow in the name of Jesus Christ. Ahead of my days, I'm not hearing you. Every pain ahead of my life, Holy Ghost, turn it for me now. Lift up your voice and pray like that. They are not praying here. They are not praying. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are they praying here? In Jesus' name we pray. Jesus' name we pray. Father, move me to my next level of success. Say it again, let me hear you. Oh yeah, lift up your voice and pray like that very quickly. Are they praying here? In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Get communion wine very quickly. I'll pray on it. You are not your compound. Your compound is infested already. There's a scorpion in your life. Go and stand forward. I want to go and pray for you. Go forward. Don't worry. You think I'm joking here? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray with me. Any honor that you have stolen from me. That prayer belongs to that man at the back in glasses. Pray very well, everybody. Make sure you pray more than her. Make sure you pray more than them. Any honor stolen from me? Any opportunity stolen from me? My Father collect it back for me. Oh, yeah, cry to God. Somebody. Somebody, are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? I'm checking. Are you praying? Every honor. somebody is praying, you know. Every honor they are stolen. Are they praying here? Every honor they stolen from me. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Now let me pray for you to make it easier for me. Stretch your hand to this man. Whatever they have used scorpion to do against your life, I terminate them now. Anybody here, whatever they have used nail to do against your life, I terminate them now. Listen to this one. Any satanic experiment over your life and destiny, I terminate them now. I hear foul smell. Anybody here that carry foul smell, you have been carrying it about. People don't like you. Let the smell, let it disappear in the name of Jesus. Every smell of poverty, smell of shame, smell of death in your life, are you ready? I command them to clear away now in the name of Jesus. I'm not hearing very well. Any smell of shame over your life, smell of poverty, I command them to clear away in the name of Jesus. Aha, thank you, Lord Jesus. I continue prayer for you. I pray right now that the scorpion of darkness that used to do work for you, let that scorpion and the work effects over your life, or you die in the name of Jesus. You are delivered from the spirit and the power of ancestral spirit and family spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Congratulations in Jesus' mighty name. Pray with me. Hey, clapping for Jesus, let's make it louder. Hallelujah. It's okay. Pray with me. Lift up your hand and say after me, say, my Father, my helper. Change my story. Change my level. You know, Jacob was thinking that Esau's life was still the place he was. You know, he wanted to give him money. He said what? He said, keep it. He said what? He said, keep it. So I wanted to pray, say, Father, change my story. Hey, so that I might say, Father, change my story. Say, Father, change my level. Listen, and give me enough. Give me enough. When you have enough, there's no use of you. Say, what can I do for you? Most of the time, when they are talking to you, you're afraid because you don't know this thing. Oh, my just say, hey. But when you have enough, you just say, what can I do for you? From now on, may you begin to help your helpers. Yeah. Oh, yeah, let us pray. Say, Father, change my story. I'm not hearing you there. Father, change my level. Give me more than enough. Oh yeah, everybody lift up your voice and cry to God. Are they praying here, sir? Somebody, are you praying here? Change my story. From good to better. From better to best. Somebody, are you praying? Change my story. Somebody pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Pray me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, give me long life. Say it again, let me hear you. Are you afraid to pray the prayer? Don't be afraid. It's your duty to pray for long life. Even if you are 70, please pray for long life. And once you become 90, don't pray for long life again. Benny, don't pray for long life again. There are some of you here, if anything happened to you, your children will suffer. Not to think anybody can take care of your children for you. In my lifetime, I had you slap my own son. Me, you slap my child. In my whole lifetime. If I now, if somebody die, even your spirit will fight. You better pray now. Somebody can beat your child when you are alive. Slap your boy when you are alive. What will they do when you die? Father, give me long life. Did he say it?
Father, give me
say it again.
Father, give me
say anything in my body now that is assigned to kill me, let them get out now. Oh yeah, lift up your voice and pray like that. Are they praying? Are they praying here? This is how you are going to pray. Give me long life, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I pray for you, Helene, where you are selling whatever they put on that ground there to give you a problem in your leg. Let that thing be reversed in the name of Jesus. You know, business is battle. You sell, I sell. Eh? And you are coming to pour something in my own this thing. Now, if I pursue that woman from there now, you say I'm wicked. Abby? I tell you, I will pursue her from there. You know, joke. I'm telling you, I'm confessing to all of you now that Mali, neighbor, don't ask me how. I will pursue. Now, pastor, if pursue person, I will pursue the person. Benny. And I will not do it little by little. Now, I'm telling you now in front of everybody, because this one now, they have poured something there. I think you are the one I'm talking about. They have poured something there to give you elephant big leg like this. Benny. Okay, when I told that, he said, he thought it was a joke. Welcome to market. God, no deliver him. I pray for you now. Wherever battle, business has turned to battle for you, the Lord will take up the battle in the name of Jesus. Why is it that we can't just do business and go home? Why? What happened now? You do photo, I do business, I preach, you say, man, what is the problem? I am praying for you. Whatever business you have gone into, and that business has turned to Ogun and battle. So you know, let the Lord turn the table in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Look at her very well and go and tell her I said it. Because I'm not afraid. Look at me. I didn't want her to come out. And go and tell her, pastor said, nah, I go pursue him, not little by little, suddenly. Because I know the person. Stretch your hand, just let me pray for you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Any firstborn here that is struggling, I command, oh yeah, rise again in the name of Jesus. Any first son, first daughter that is suffering, be delivered by fire in the name of Jesus. There are breadwinners here that the enemy wants to turn to bread beggar. Be delivered in the name of Jesus. Have you noticed that money is not in the hand of the people that can spend it? You have money, your own party. What is party in English? I pray for you right now. The money you are going to use to take care of yourself and family, oh yeah, collect it in the name of Jesus. So I pray for you that the arrow has turned against them in the name of Jesus. The battle has turned against your enemies in the name of Jesus. I say it has turned against your enemy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Congratulations, you can go back in the name of Jesus. Go back. Don't worry. I still want to pray for you. I'm looking at the time. I respect your time. So lift up your hands as I pray this prayer for you before we go. Any letter they are prepared for you to make you cry, I tear it. I pray for you on that platform, on this platform, and everywhere. Any letter they have written for you to make you cry, I tear them now. Until you get a better job where you are, they will not embarrass you in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, until you get a better job, they will not embarrass you in the name of Jesus. Okay. As you stretch your hand up, I am looking at your picture right now. Obituary will not be put on your name now in the name of Jesus. Pray for you on all the three platforms that are open here now. As I see your hand right now, I connect to your children, my children, wherever they are, that obituary will not be put on your name now in the name of Jesus. You will live long to fulfill your destiny in the name of Jesus. Your amen is giving concern. You will live long to fulfill your destiny in the name of Jesus. The step you will take that will make you die, you will not carry that step. The journey you will go and you will not come back, you will not go that journey. The people you will meet and they will kill you, you will not meet them. If they are already in your life, the Lord separates you from them. The food you will eat and die, you will not eat it in the name of Jesus. The water you will drink and die, you will not drink it in the name of Jesus. The sleep you will sleep and die will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, shout seven amen and pack your blessings. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I continue praying for you. Have you noticed that when your money finish, your assignment stop? When your money finish, you want to go to a country now. When you don't have money, you are going to stay where you are. You want to eat something, when you don't have money, you can't eat it. Now I want to pray for you. Money will not stop your assignment. Talking to one of my daughters yesterday, she said, "Daddy used to preach this thing, you know. See, there are things that when you have money, money stop nonsense. You want to travel abroad? If you have money, so just buy property there. They will call you. I hope you don't know. They will. Their lawyer will call you. Their lawyer will call you. That hello, is that Mr. JJ? Can you and your wife come to our embassy? You know, just buy property. But no, you don't have money. So you have to kill you in this thing. You have to go through this thing. But when you have property, when you have property, your child about to go to school there. How much is school? 32,000 euros. Give them 34. They say, why? He says, so that any expense is there. They will process everything for you. They will call lawyer and process it for you. But when there's no money, you'll be going through this thing. You'll be going through this thing. I'm still praying for you. Money stop nonsense. So money stop nonsense. When you have money, what you want to eat is what you will eat, not what they put on your table. If where you want to go is where you will go. I saw somebody, he rented jet. He said, why are you wasting time? He rented jet. Him and his son, they travel. The money that will stop the nonsense in your life, the Lord will give you the money. You don't want prayer, have you? The money that will make you do your assignment easily, so that everybody will not know what you are planning. Abi, the Lord will give to you in the name of Jesus. Pray for you that the Lord will give you peace of mind. This May, the Lord will give you peace of mind. And I'm praying for you. The Lord will make all His good promises over your life to come to pass. And you will not suffer. If you are the one I'm praying for, let me ask you, you will not suffer. Thank you, precious Lord. Do you believe God has answered you today? God has done it for you today.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. every other Wednesday of the month. Apart from the first Wednesday is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akinola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sowing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity. Power, pebbles.